Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
That's a great place if you get laid off for some reason. Great place. Check it out for yourself. HireMeNevada.com. Also, if you want to move up, you know, are you tired of the same old dead-end thing? Well, Hillary Sheevy really stuck her foot in it the other day. Foot in it, meaning her foot in her mouth, when she did her little Sheevy shutdown thing, press conference the other day, sending people into panic. Again, live your life and be smart. It's the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know, when you tell people that as of, you know, 10 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to let you contact your customers and cancel things, tell your employees, get things together. We're going to be starting a shutdown of non-essential businesses. You know, it's things like that that throw us into a recession. You go out into the rurals, Fernley, Fallon, go into Carson City. People are still going about their day-to-day. They're still doing their business. They're still living their lives. Look to the positive. And this is a great positive, actually. Just got this email. Thank you for your efforts in actually, it wasn't an email. It was a text. I'm so excited about the texting. But do not text and drive. Thank you for your efforts in explaining all that's going on. There's an important or independent DMV agent at Your Way Insurance that is great to work with. I forgot about the independents out there. Also bilingual. And they're over on Terminal Way. Thanks for that information, Sam. That's very much appreciative. Because I don't know how we're going to come out of this. I'm not going to say that, you know, you're going to be okay if you don't pay your insurance. I mean, pay your bills. Be responsible. Don't take advantage of some of the things in the bigger cities. Like, you know, they're talking about mortgage relief. Don't pay your mortgage. And, you know, that's just wrong. If you have the means, you pay your bills. That's what keeps this great country going. Got this email from Mike. I'm a retired insurance broker. I remember if you drove a car with expired license and got into an accident, insurance companies would not pay the claim because it is illegal to drive your car with an expired driver's license. That's why there are other ways for you to get things extended. But here's the deal. If somebody goes back, and this is something, like again, this is unprecedented. We've never had to deal with this. So this is where the government needs to step in and say, okay, when did your license expire? Oh, December of 2019, you know, screw you. You need to pay all this. But if all of a sudden all these shutdowns or cutbacks went on and it says your license expires April 1st or March 30th, then somebody needs to think rationally and say, you know what, we were going through this and so we'll make concessions. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. That is also the text line. So please, whatever you'd like to call in about. Michael's on the line right now. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you today?
I am just snug as a bug in a rug.
Easy to be on a beautiful snowy day.
Yes, you know, any other time, this would be the perfect time to just be able to stay home and, you know, not get out on the roads because of the snow. It's great.
Yeah, it's a great day to fold your tent. So, the reason I'm calling you is Hillary Sheevy went ahead and threw the wrench in the whole thing yesterday, but I want to know what she's going to do about her city council meetings.
Well, she's probably going to, and I'm just speaking of assuming here, she's probably going to do what they did the other day with the press conference, is it's probably going to be just televised, or they could postpone them. You know, I'd rather see them postpone them for right now because of the fact that they've got crucial votes that people need to be aware of and need to be a part of. You know, I have a friend who's texting back and forth or emailing back and forth with Devin Reese, and he's saying, hey, we're doing the best we can with the information that we have. I think they need to be working on other things unless it is absolutely dire to maintaining and running emergency services or something like that. But they've got to get the word out. They've got to be upfront with the people, and if people can't come to the meetings, or you're encouraging people not to come to the meetings, then guess what? You need to not be having them.
Well, we all know what they do when you're standing in front of them as far as their legislation and the things they vote on and how they vote. Can you imagine
exactly
what they can do? If, you know, we don't trust them. It's the bottom line, okay?
Well, and that's a great point, Michael, because people should, I mean, I want everybody to stay on the same page as far as we protect each other and we watch over each other right now in this crisis, but I want everybody to watch and listen as to how the council members are reacting, what they're doing, how they're doing it, because yes, we are in an election season. And Devin Reese, that seat is up for grabs, which actually Eddie Lorton is running for. Neoma Jordan's seat, that is, I don't know if anybody's running against her, though.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that at all.
Yeah, so, people need to be paying attention to what the commissioners are doing. Jenny Breckus's seat is up for grabs as well, so we need to watch how they react to all this, and it will give people a better idea because, as you just heard the Supreme Court or the state Supreme Court speaking for that one state, we will be voting. That is our right. We will be having our primaries. We will be having our election days. So you need to do your education on who's running for what right now. And we need to talk to them. We'll have them on the air for you to listen to, call in, ask questions to. But this is a crucial time for us to know who that next round of electees is going to be, who's going to be representing us. Mike, what's one of the things that you want the elected representatives to be focusing on?
I think the biggest thing is, and it's a recurring thing, but I think it's about following the growth patterns that we have gone ahead and had not only our city council but our county commissions and Washoe spend so much time on to focus on, especially like for example the North Valley, you know, with the things they've done, and adhere to what they've done.
Yeah.
You know, the county commission has obliterated the last master plan for the North Valleys because they all signed off on it, and then they turned around and voted against it more
yeah.
than once.
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of goes a step further, Michael, because I know you watch this very heavily, but it's also the boards and the people that they put in place because they select these boards that are, you know, out there doing all the groundwork and stuff like that, we need to know who they're appointing to these boards.
Well, I think it's time that they don't get to appoint the boards, because they it's a skewed system.
Mm-hmm.
And the
it
system is so skewed that we don't have a chance.
So is that something that you think that we should start bringing up in city and county government, is that, say, like the different planning boards and stuff should be actually voted on?
I think I'm not so sure about being voted on. I'm not sure about that part of it is. But the thing of it is I think it should be hands off for the voted in politicians.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is that,
yeah,
the city council and the county commission have no leverage in the situation.
See, if they're appointing people to those boards, though, I think they're still going to get the people in there that they want. But if you have a community advisory board, I'm thinking maybe the community members should be able to vote on those people, just to, you know, not some big to-do during elections, you know, election season, but just in that community, you know, like the North Valleys.
No, you're absolutely right. The thing of it is that based on some of the things they've recently done, where the commission has overridden the regional planning and doing those things, based on what they did, based on the way they changed the designation, they went ahead and created a new district within a district that already existed.
Yeah.
The thing of it is that based on doing those things, the fact is that when you're doing those things that are so oppressive to areas, and the way that area, the character of those areas, if that's the way they think they need to do business, and they're going to do business based on the way they've skewed things along the way. Kudos to the Planning Commission, and kudos to you know, Sarah Chvilacek and her group as a whole body, you know, to go ahead and say no to some of the growth in the North Valleys, but for the county commission to override them based on what was in place and create a new district, it could just disband the planning commissions based on what they're doing, because they're just running roughshod over them.
Well, and that's why we are so lucky that, you know, take opportunity from what we've been put into. So people aren't going out and doing as much stuff. Now is the time to start finding out about the political process here, the boards, the commissions, the people who are supposed to be serving you and your voice, because we've got that election coming up. Our primary is going to be the most important vote to see who goes on to the general. And people always ignore the primary. So, Michael, thank you so much for your call. You be safe and make sure you keep in touch. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. What you want to talk about on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just found out some great information, and that is, of course, you know, J.D. Draculich is running against Jenny Brekus. Knew that. Eddie Lorton is running against Devin Reese for the at-large seat. And it looks as though Kurt Gottschalk is running against Neoma Jardine. Now, both Republicans, we need to make sure that he is in line with what we need and what we want, because so-called Neoma Jardine is a Republican rhino. Money and finance coach. Nice. Somebody who knows some money. Maybe we can start getting out of this owing. Start balancing the books. Very nice. 884-9910 if you would like to text, if you would like to call. Love to hear from you today. 884-9910. That's also a way for you to do news and traffic reports. So if you've got a hot tip for us, text it to us. Not while you're driving at 884-9910. You could be in the running for some cool prizes. We take the best one of the week, and they get a prize. So let's see. Let's go to this quick text. Hi, Monica. Love listening to the show. Piece of FYI for you. Sorry, but I don't remember which store, but some of them are offering to have deliveries to you if you're a senior or if you're disabled. Yes, there are a number of stores, actually, that are doing that. And again, that's where your new jobs are coming into play. So if you're a laid-off casino worker, start hitting up your favorite grocery store. Now, unfortunately, this is probably going to be by your vehicle. I am going to assume you are going to have your own vehicle for deliveries. Just saying. Because of the fact, you know, there's not a whole, I've never seen a Smith's delivery vehicle. You know what I mean? I see the Domino's ones, but I've never seen a Smith's delivery vehicle. Of course, that, you know, there's the corporations. If they've got the money, I know a lot of dealerships around town that might be a little bit slow. People not buying cars. Maybe companies can buy more delivery vehicles. See, it's all give and take. It's all good and bad. Where one fails, another will succeed. And thank you to Lorene Houdekeet, formerly of Mike and Lorene at the Mike's Pharmacy. Just love those two. It was Greg Krasovec who started a company, Like Made Easy, or Life Made Easy. It was for seniors after they closed Mike's Pharmacy. So this is an idea people had already to start home delivery services. Maybe it's a time for you to branch out and start your own. Be your own business person. Because it's all going to come down to, and I have heard this in the past, it is all going to come down to, in the future, service industries. And it is going to come down to customer service. If you are nice to people, if you are kind to people, those will be the people who are successful. The people who care about others. A lot of stores are using Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates. But you know what? Big corporations. I know there are local people doing those deliveries, but maybe somebody local can get something started. Let's go to the phone lines at 884. I'm going to have to start calling it the phone line and texting line at 884-9910. Jim's on the line. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Monica. You know, the first I heard about Hillary Sheehy's proclamation was just now on your show. And I wonder if you
could clarify.
Yeah, because I don't take the paper because it's long ago become obsolete, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. The people
and
need to go online.
Could you clarify?
Well, yeah, the other day she did a press conference for the city, and you know, this is what's going on, and so we have to protect the community, and yada, yada, yada. And was in works with the health department and basically made the statement that at the behest of the health department, you know, as of 10 o'clock tomorrow, we are shutting down all non-essential businesses. So they were calling for bars, restaurants, gyms, casinos to shut down in the wake of the coronavirus. And, well, that kind of got the ire up of the health department because they didn't ask for that. They didn't call for that. And people started calling them and say, hey, what? Why are you doing this? It was,
Did she back off?
Yes. Wait, yes. She made a clarification that is doing now just a recommendation, and large gatherings, you know, the 10 or more people, and that people are not going to be forced to shut down at this time. So she did correct herself.
Irresponsible thing. I think she did not even define what is a non-essential business.
It's an irresponsible thing.
And just leave it out there. You know, if I need a plumber, my plumber is an essential business.
Exactly.
I've got plumbing that doesn't work. And if I have a roofer who's supposed to finish fixing my roof, he doesn't even interact with other people. He goes up on the roof and fixes it. Mm-hmm. This is just absolutely blanket totalitarianism, if you want to call it that.
It is. And that, I'm getting a lot of emails about communism and the ability that, you know, this government thinks that they can just come in and shut private businesses down. And this is what you see. This is what you see from socialism. And this is very much the way that people like Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, de Blasio, thank goodness he's not running for president anymore. This is what they want. When it has to be in control of the state, the person to make that decision for this state, unfortunately, is Governor Sisolak, but the recall campaign is still going on. Just put that out there for you. But that's the thing, Jim, is you cannot, if you are a public representative, if you are an elected representative, you cannot go out and make blanket statements. You have to be very clear and very concise because people will, it's like a huge game of telephone tag. People will go out and you start hearing things. Well, what about my business? You know, I'm going to go have my nails done tomorrow. That's the thing. I am keeping somebody employed. She's keeping her business open. And let me tell you, people in the beauty industry, most regulated through the health department, constantly getting checks, constantly sterilizing everything. I feel safer in there than I do other places. So, Jim, thank you so much for calling and asking the question. And if I don't know the answer, I will always try and find it for you. We'll be back after this quick Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
This is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I don't know about that smarter thing, but I do know I'm younger than some. thank you to Jim. Thank you, Jim, for calling in. It looks as though we are a Dillon state. I'm going to have to look that up for myself. I'm relying on people who are smarter than I am. And Hillary Sheevy did overstep her bounds by calling for that shutdown, the Sheevy shutdown the other day. She has backtracked it. But this is the thing that you have to stay vigilant about. And you have to watch for. Because you're getting it from both sides. You're getting it from one side who says, this is nothing more than a virus that is the type of a flu that is a different strain, and it's more deadly than the flu. And so they know it's more deadly, so they're trying to squelch it and not let it get to the numbers of the flu. Okay? Then, on the other hand, you have the people who just want to take over. You have mayors in Illinois that the mayor of Champaign, Illinois, took it upon herself. She gave herself the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol, declaring a citywide emergency addressing the coronavirus. What does that have to do with anything for the coronavirus? Just got an email from Sky. Love your show. Do you have any information on why Nevada gun stores are unable to perform background checks for gun sales? I understand that I should have had a firearm before now. It seems they are restricting the people from their rights. Sky. So what is happening is gun stores are trying to sell. But they're calling, I believe it's DPS, Department of Public Safety. That's who they go to for the background checks. Limited staff. They're taking precautions. So even more limited staff. And calls just can't get through. So if calls can't get through to do the background checks, I mean, even when we were in regular times, one time I was at a store, and you'll see a lot of gun stores that have couches because of the volume call that they were getting. We had to wait for 6 hours. We went and did our shopping. First, we went to lunch. We did our shopping. And then we went back. And it was still another 2 hours that we had to wait. So we went home, we put our groceries away, we went back. They were still on hold. Stores are doing everything that they can. Be patient and find your favorite gun store. You'll get one. If you want one in the state of Nevada, you will get one. Let me know what area you're in and I can make some great recommendations because I pretty much know all of them. Another text real quick. Food Jets does grocery deliveries from Raley's. Food Jets. I like that. I like the name of that. Food Jets. That's very cool. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk to Kelly this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Kelly. What did you want to mention?
To say wow about the Hillary thing. And
Kelly, you still on the line?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind folks that what Hillary did was actually usurp the public health officer and your wonderful elected official sheriff, and that Meals on Wheels is a gateway job, and it often leads to, you know, expanded going into the leisure worlds and driving for UPS and all kinds of fun stuff, so... thanks to your listeners and those of you who step it up and start feeding our elders and seniors. And thank you again.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. And that is one of the aid packages that you'll see that the government is putting through, is they're going to make sure that Meals on Wheels has more money. So delivery jobs. And that one in particular is very important because for a lot of our disabled, for a lot of seniors, that is their only contact with people. They're basically shut-ins. And so to get them a smile, to get them a hug, whatever they need, bless you on that. We need to stick together. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910, phone and text lines. Check in with Tyler this morning. Hi, Tyler.
Well, good morning. I wanted to give you some insight on some of that personal shopper and delivery service stuff. I was up at the Raley's over there on the Mount Rose Highway, and I was taking a good look at the guys doing the personal shopping. And I asked some of them, you know, about what they did. And while I was talking to this one guy, he's literally got an actively running nose. This happened last week. And he's wiping his hands, you know, across his nose with his his bare hand. And this is the guy that's picking up the groceries for people and putting them in those bags. And then you've got the guy that operates, you mentioned a particular vendor, you know, a delivery guy. And I went out there and I was looking at this guy and I was looking at the inside of his car. It's filthy inside. And they're people that I wouldn't invite into my house, you know. And why would somebody want them to do their shopping for them? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, because unfortunately, Tyler, there are people who are so panicked right now. They don't even want to leave their house. And I feel so bad about that because they shouldn't be feeling that way. But when you've got people going out and hoarding hand sanitizer and toilet paper, it makes those who are already, you know, kind of on edge. It just puts them over the top. But you're right. And that's where personal choice, Tyler, I think comes into it, because I think as a business owner, you make that change. You look at the people that you hire. You look at the people who, when they come in for the day and they go out, that they are well-dressed, they are groomed. You know, you go over your rules that you wear gloves, you use hand sanitizer, you don't show up to work sick. So I put that on the employer's responsibility. And if they're self-employed, then that's the customer's option to say, you know what? You're disgusting. I'm not going to use your service anymore. So if people want to stay employed, they need to step up their game.
I years ago, I worked in a grocery store, and that's one of the main reasons I always use the self-checkout when I go to a store. You know, we do need to take a look at some real statistics before we start going off into this hysteria. I mean, I took a look at people getting infected, and even if we spread that average across the United States, we still have each citizen a 1 in 110,000 chance of contracting this virus. Mm-hmm. But here in Nevada, if you
and even if you contract it, that doesn't mean that you're going to die from it.
Of course. But what I was going to add is that here in Nevada, the odds are so much dramatically lower that you'll even contract or even have contact with somebody who has that virus. So
I question that, Tyler, because, you know, even as of today so far, West Virginia still does not have any cases. What's up with that?
Well, they've got plenty of other problems in West Virginia.
Tyler!
Anyway, but the other thing I wanted to talk about, speaking of other problems, is if you go to the county website, and I wanted to pass this along to your listeners too, if you go to washoecounty.us and then go across the blue bar at the top where it says your government, and then you index down using your cursor to the voting section, mm-hmm. you can get to a page that says... I should give it to you directly so I can do it. But it's basically you index over to the 2020 election and get the county's version of the candidate information page. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, an awful lot of the candidates running, they still don't have their candidate information page on the Washoe County website fully populated. Like there's a guy running against for the Assembly District 26, and you know that's against your pal Lisa Krasner, who has never held a citizens forum in her whole time in office.
She doesn't like talking. You know, I can never get her on the air. She doesn't like talking in public that way, and she won't take, you know, personal stands. I mean, she won't even sign the letter to or the petition to recall Sisolak. It's like, oh, I have to work with these people, and it's like we need people to stand up. So,
but there's some guy named Dale Connor who says he's a Republican and he's running in State Assembly District 26. But if you go to his page on the county website, other than his name and Republican, it doesn't say a single thing. It doesn't even give a local phone number or any phone number for the guy. And you mentioned Draculich. He actually is one of the few people that has a website. But then when you go to the website, it's all goofy platitudes like, you know, I really feel passionate and, you know, air is good. You know, it doesn't really take a position on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wrote him an email about some specific issues, I got more platitudes back and not any real position. So I'm not sure if that's a very strong candidate. I told him, I said, you look like a fake candidate to me. That's a common practice in this area.
Yep.
Where people will run, fake candidates to dilute their opposition. And
look at Sandoval. You just have fake candidates out there anyway, and they're not going to give you their positions because if they did, you wouldn't vote for them. So, but Tyler, I got it. So go to washoecounty.us, go to the Registrar of Voters. You can go into 2020 election, and it's right there. Candidate profiles, there's a list of candidates, information for candidates. It's all right there. Start looking now. Tyler, thank you so much for the call, and be safe, man, so I can still have one of my great callers on the show. Tyler always brings super information. 884-9910, whether you want to call in or you want to text. I'm going to grab one of your texts real quick as we come back on guns, your Second Amendment, right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 to noon. And who knows? If something breaking happens like yesterday, then I'll be back between 5 and 6. People kept asking for a third hour on the show. I don't care if it's broken up. It's about you and getting you the information that you deserve and the voice, giving you a voice to the community. Just got this text really quick. Bought a rifle at Walmart, in and out, 30 minutes. That's great. Also, as a reminder, yes, another text, no wait for CCW customers at gun stores. No background check needed. That is one of the awesome things about this community because, you know, it goes by county. And if you do, Washoe County was smart enough to say, hey, you got a CCW? You already paid for your background check. Hopefully you haven't done anything since you got your CZW, but and that's why there's renewals, you know? Go in. They waive the fee. Nice. So hopefully that helps people out. I just don't want people to panic. You know, I am from the personal belief that one of the greatest rights we are given is the right to have a firearm. But people are using this opportunity to just trample and obliterate your rights. The freedom to assembly, the freedom to own a firearm, protect your family, protect yourself from a tyrannical government. Which this is a great test run to see which side of the aisle turns into a tyrannical government. Which mayors are doing what? Which states are doing what? And we've already seen how our mayor didn't have any problem overstepping her bounds. If you're going to be in public office, know the laws. Know what goes on in your community. She's been in office long enough that she should know this. So here's the deal. Pay very close attention. More people spending time at home? Start doing some reading. Start listening to the shows that you've missed. And educate yourself on what your freedoms are. And know that we are not going to let a bug, a viral infection, something that we've faced in the past, something that we will face in the future. We will not let our rights be removed, weakened, and trampled upon by elected representatives. They work for you. They are not supposed to be working against you. Know who your candidates are. Go to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters. Go to the Douglas County Registrar of Voters. Whatever county you live in, make sure you start checking out the candidates now and ask them the hard questions. If they don't answer your question, then you answer, ask it again and make them answer. I'll check you tomorrow at 10 on the Monica Jay Show. Be safe.